Well, good morning, everyone.
早上好，大家。
I want to welcome you here today. My name is Pastor Chuck.
欢迎你，我的名字叫 Chuck.
And we're glad that you're here with us today.
非常高兴能看到你今天早上。
This week's Thanksgiving.
这周是感恩节。
And it's cliche and it is common that the Sunday before Thanksgiving we talk about being thankful.
是一个感恩的季节了，也非常这个、感恩也是通常这周的主要的这个题目。
But I think that that is where we're going to focus today. Even though it's something you know we're celebrating on Thursday, it's something that we often really need to take a stop and reflect back on. Are we thankful?
尽管感恩节是一个庆贺的季节，但是在这个时刻 ，maybe 也许我们需要停一下思考。我们应该怎样感恩
？And I think that as people, we are so used to living a life that is very focused around what we're doing, our lives, and trying to accomplish everything that we have to do.
作为人，我们总是想着自己，想着自己身边的事情，怎么能把我们所需要完成的事情做好
？And if we're not careful, we will end up.If we just focus on our stuff, who we are, what we need, we may just often be a person who is not thankful.
如果我们不小心，我们就很容易陷入一个自我为中心的状态。我们只想着自己，只想着要做我们应该做的事情。
How many in this room this morning has already woken up and said, "Thank you, God, for today"?
在这个房间里面，有谁今天早上起来？确实去说谢谢你主给我的一切呢
How many in the last week has said any kind of thank you to God or to someone who's done something kind to you?
在过去的这一周又有多少人向主表示感恩感谢呢
And actually meant it.
我确实是这想问这个问题
See, sometimes I have this problem too, where my life can be so busy sometimes I often can take for granted maybe the people God has placed around me. And so I often have to stop and be like, have I told them thank you lately?
其实我也经常犯这样的错误。当有很多人在我周围的时候，我甚至也会忘记这件事情。有时候我说，哎呀，停下来，我是不是忘记了感谢主？
And as a sinner, you know, and thank God for his grace that he saved me.But as a sinner, I can easily be so focused on me.
感谢主感谢主这样的宽恕我，让我继续为他服侍。
And when I'm living in a state of being where I am not thankful, it just exposes the self-centeredness of my life.
当我陷入了一个这种没有感恩的状态的时候。我就意识到自己是如何的以自我为中心。
And as a parent, sometimes I like to bring up my children because they're the biggest lesson that I'm going through right now is being a parent.
作为一个家长，我们也经常面临这样的问题，这也是我一个最大的一个生活中主要解决的一个问题。
How big of an example am I being to my kids? Am I showing my kids how thankful I am? Am I showing my kids that I appreciate people around me, that I appreciate the things that God has given me in my life?
作为一个家长，我是不是向我的孩子，作为一个模范来显示我是如何来感谢主，感谢上帝？
I think a big epidemic, you know, going on in homes is that as a parent, we want to make sure that our kids are just.Taken care of, and they have everything that they need, and I'm going to do this for them and that for them. And so, oftentimes, we make our homes sometimes based around our kids and what they want or what they want to do or how to make them feel better and do better. And so, sometimes we might even raise our children up in a way that's very unthankful and unappreciative.
Yeah, 我们往往陷入了这样的一个状态，所有的一切都围绕着孩子，孩子想要什么给什么，所有的生活都围绕着孩子，我们忘记了这给我们一切的主，忘记了感恩。
And so sometimes if someone does something nice for my kids, I'm like, hey, Charlie, tell them thank you.
Yeah, 有时候我就是要专门的教训他们这个道理，就是说 Charlie, 你应该表示感谢，对主的感谢。
What I'm trying to encourage them is to, for me not to have to tell them to do that. For them to, in their nature, be thankful when someone does something nice for them.
我想教给他们，让他们知道，我们应该时常的感谢，感谢为我们做事情的人。
Everybody turn to the person next to you.
Yeah, 大家都站到你坐在旁边的人。
And tell them, I am thankful for you.
告诉他，我谢谢你。
Okay, that was a good practice.
这一个很好的练习。
Now, this morning you may have come into this building and maybe had a little spout with your spouse if you're sitting next to them or another person next to you. This time, really actually turn to them and say, I am thankful for you. Yeah. Do it again. How many of you thought that was a little awkward?
有多少人觉得这有点奇怪？
Sometimes it can be awkward to tell somebody that you appreciate them, that you're thankful for them.
有时候觉得有点别扭，就是给自己特别熟悉的人表达感恩。
But let me tell you, even though it might be awkward or strange, we should still be doing that. We should still be using our mouths in a way that lifts up someone else. Because maybe that person at that time needs to hear, I'm thankful for you. And then their heart, they're like,Oh, I'm encouraged. Thank you for telling me that, right?
也尽管有时候感觉似乎有点多余或者别扭，但实际上我们应该经常的表达我们对我们周围人的感恩。也许在那一个瞬间，你的一句感谢会让他心里很是感动。
It can be difficult. It can be difficult to be thankful in our hearts and appreciate everything around us God has given us.
这也许是很难的，但是去这也许是很难的，去感谢你周围的每一个人，你所拥有的事情，别人替你做的事情。
My wife is the best wife in the world.
我老婆是世间最好的老婆。
And she's not paying me to say that because I say that out of love and out of appreciation. There are times that I do not appreciate my wife.
也她并不是说希望我能夸奖她而去做她这样为我们做的这些事情。
Or at least appreciate her in the way that I should.
有时候我似乎没有表达我对她的感谢。
And I don't see her in here, so she's not hearing this.
似乎今天早上她不在这里。
But every day she wakes up and she is caring for the baby. She is making sure we have food, making sure our clothes are all cleaned. She's cleaning our house 20 times a day because the kids destroy it after 5 minutes. She
yeah.
does so much around our house.
Yeah, 她为我们这个家做了一切事情，从早到晚，早上起来看 baby， 给我们做饭、洗衣服，二十小时的清洁。洗衣服真是一个很操劳的生活。
And sometimes in the morning when she's not, you know, trying to feed the baby, sometimes she'll be able to get up and pack my lunch and she'll throw a little card in there and says, I love you, or something like that. And so, little things like that, my wife is the best.
Yeah, 有时候早上可能没有喂 baby， 或者是给我在准备中午的 lunch box 时候，里面会放下一个小的 message， 上面说我爱你是吧？我爱你 ，Chuck， 感谢你。Yeah.
But there are times that I, you know, especially this week. There was one day this week we've had a busy week. I woke up in the morning.And I had no clean jeans to put on that day. And so I was like, oh man, what's going on? And I didn't blame my wife because I knew she was busy too. But I was like, man, and I was frustrated. And I have to put on dirty jeans, get in the car, take my daughter across the bridge to Lafayette to school. And that's stressful in itself because of that bridge. They need to fix that bridge, right? But I'm so stressed out trying to get my daughter to school and have dirty jeans on, and I'm just like, oh man, I don't want to start my day off like this.
Yeah, 尤其是上一周似乎特别忙，有一天早上起来，我发现柜橱里面没有干净的牛仔裤了，我就非常的这个紧张，就说这是怎么回事啊？我就拿起来一个很旧的、很 就算是穿过的一个牛仔裤穿上，然后去送女儿去拉菲耶特的学校，在过那个桥的时候就非常的有压力。哎，我不希望我的生活是这个样子。
And so, when I left the house, my wife, she had to wake up early to feed the baby. And so, when I left the house, she comes down and she's like, I'm sorry, I didn't, you know, have time to, and I was like, it's fine, and I left. And then when I came back, you know, when I was in the car driving, all stressed out, I'm like, I didn't tell her thank you.
Yeah, 当我回来的时候，我还记得我离开家的时候，她揉着眼睛还不太醒的状态，说，哎呀，真对不起，真对不起，然后当我回来的时候，我说，哦，我忘了一件事情说，哎，谢谢你。
You know, if we're not careful to tell the people around us that care for us and do things for us, and even just that are around us as friends, as church family, if we're not careful and we don't tell them thank you, we could discourage them.
Yeah, 如果我们不小心，我们不经常向我们周围的人表达我们的感恩，我们这样的其实是让他们没有鼓励他们再继续为我们付出。
And we could take them for granted, meaning, you know, that they don't feel appreciated like they should.
Yeah, 我们觉得那是理所当然的，我们没有向他们表示我们的感恩。
And if I've done that to anybody here, I'm so sorry. I really appreciate everybody in this room.
Yeah.
And the other rooms too.
Yeah. So, 我就说，哎，对不起，我如果没有这样做，我其实是非常感谢你们的。
Because as a church, we're a family.
因为在教会，我们是一家人。
It doesn't matter if you're 2 years old and falling as you're walking down the hallway, if you're 30 years old and trying to figure out life and stuff like that, or if you're, you know, 70 years old, we are all a family.
不管你是几岁，是两三岁的小孩，有可能摔在这个走廊里面，还是你是三十岁在面临着生活的主要的问题，还是你已经七十岁了，我们都是一家人。
And I am thankful that I get to live life with you.
我非常感恩有这样的机会跟你们一起生活。
I'm thankful that we can come together and worship in two languages in our building, and we get to see our kids grow, we get to see the college students come in and learn at Purdue and send them off to places, we get to see young families grow, we get to see people just serving God, we get to see youth moving up into life and in high school and going off to college. All of these great things are an awesome thing we should be thankful for.
Yeah, 我非常感谢有这样的一个 church， 我们用两种语言来学习主的话语，来一起敬拜主。我们在一起生活，在一起培养我们的孩子学习主的话语，让他们长大，送他们去上学，生活点点滴滴，这一切我都非常的感谢。
Sometimes though, you know, in our thankfulness, maybe not in our thankfulness, we might end up doing the same thing with God, where, you know, we understand God saved us.He died for us on that cross, you know, that we celebrate. And he rose again 3 days later. But sometimes we might live our even Christian walk in a way where we don't appreciate what God has given us.
也有时候其实我们做相似的事情，对我们的主做相似的事情，我们常常忘了感恩。我们忘记了他死在十字架上，三天后为我们复活，为了救赎我们。
And when we don't value someone in the right way,We start to think of them as invaluable. They become invaluable in our lives and unvaluable. And we don't look at them the way that they should be looked at and cared for and loved.
我们常常犯错误，忘记了感谢，忘记了给为我们付出的人的感恩。
God has given us so much.
主给我们这么多。
You are here today because God has allowed you to breathe another day.
你今天能坐在这里，是因为上帝给我们机会继续生活。
And when we looked at the people next to us, you get to sit by someone who is learning and growing in God as well.
如果你看看坐在你周围的人，我们坐在这里面能够一起来学习主的话语。
Someone that you can get to know and care for and them care for you.
你这样的有机会能认识更多的人来关心你。
Let's be grateful.
让我们充满感恩之心。
Let's be thankful.
让我们来感谢。
And let's be careful not to neglect telling someone that we are thankful for them.
让我们来很小心的来感谢我们周围的人。
Romans 1:21 won't be on the screen, but I'm going to read it for you. Kind of talks about the heart of man, how it's so easy for us not to be thankful. So don't worry about trying to find it on the slide that's not on there. It's in my notes though, so it's okay. Romans 1:21 says, For although they knew God, talking about mankind, although they knew God, they neither glorified him as God, nor gave thanks to him. But their thinking became futile and their foolish hearts were darkened. At the very beginning, how sin came to this world, mankind, we were not thankful for our Creator.
在罗马书一章二十一节讲到，因为你们虽然知道神，却不当作神荣耀他，也不感谢他，他们的思念变为了虚妄，无知的心就昏暗了。
So this unthankfulness started a long time ago in history, and it still affects us today, kind of like a disease.
也这个事情已经这么久，在过去出现，在现在也出现。
And so when we are unthankful, it means that we are self-centered.
当我们不会感恩感谢的时候，这也就是意识着我们都是以自我为中心。
Here's a thought. What if God only gave you tomorrow what you were thankful for today? Let me say that again. What if God only gave you tomorrow what you were thankful for today?
让我们来一起思考一个问题：如果上帝只给我们明天，那我们今天能感谢什么呢？
Am I right? That's not necessarily a theological question. That's just a thought-provoking question for us to think. If we're not thankful every day for what God has given us and thank Him for it from our hearts, you know, we will take for granted the things that we have, and tomorrow we might not have those.
这似乎不是一个非常理性的问题，但是我只是想让大家思考一下这个问题。如果我们只有明天，我们应该怎样感谢？在今天如何来感谢？
I'm not saying that tomorrow you're not going to have some things because this morning or today you didn't say thank you. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is that our hearts, we need to be thankful in our hearts for everything we have and everyone that we have around us.
又不是说明天你可能会得到一个什么东西，所以今天你要去感恩。我只是说我们要有一颗心，一颗感恩的心，在今天，在此刻。
And it's really awesome because the Bible says, While we were sinners, right? Christ died for us. Even in our unthankfulness, God still embraces us. God still loves us. Even though we aren't thankful sometimes, don't worship Him sometimes in the right heart, He is thankful for us and He wants us to know Him. That is the God we serve. And so as Christians, we have everything to be thankful for.
这就是主的伟大之处。尽管我们一次次的不感谢他，但是呢，他仍然对我们赋予我们无限的大爱。
And so when we understand who God is, and we look back at that cross, at our Savior, and we look at our horrible day happening in front of us, but yet we look at this cross, we remember Him on the cross that He died, and that He's no longer on that cross, He rose again. That should bring us back to a heart of thankfulness, a heart of appreciation.
Yeah, 我如果我们要是真正的认识了神，认识了上帝，我们就不会因为我们今天遇到了困难或一个很难的事情而感到难受，我们就会想起看到这个十字架当年他为我们死去，而为了救赎我们，我们应该时刻保持着感恩的心。
So we're going to be looking, and we're going to be simply just looking through Psalms 107 today.
我们今天将很简单的来读一下这个诗篇107章。Yeah.
And so there's going to be different scenarios going on. You may be able to relate them to the Israeli history, but we can relate this to us today because we can experience some of the same things that the Israelites went through.
也在诗篇107章中，我们会通过不同的场景来回顾当年这个以色列人民如何在如何挣扎，并且呢，这些故事能让我们联想到今天的生活，在我们的人生的旅途中，我们用它来鼓励我们。
And in these scenarios, in these situations that you'll see, you're going to always see going back.And giving thanks to God because God is the one who has steadfast, constant love that never is failing.
Yeah, 这些场景会让我们想起，会让我们确实明白主是，主那，主的伟大与慈爱，也让表达我们对他的感谢。
So I'm going to read in English. Please follow along in Chinese. And so that way we don't take up too much time of doing both Chinese and English reading.So please follow along as I read.
Yeah, Chuck 我有用Chuck 呢要用英语来念，大家只需要在心里用中文默跟，我就不翻译了。
Give thanks to the Lord, for He is good; His love endures forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord tell their story; those He redeemed from the hand of the foe; those He gathered from the lands from.East and west, from north and south. If we know Christ, we have every reason to be thankful. We cannot think that we will be a thankful person if we overlook what Jesus has done for us on that cross. Just like I said, give thanks to the Lord, for He is good. His love, His steadfast love endures forever.
如果我们认识基督，我们完全有理由表达我们的感恩。如果我们只是简单的忽视了他，忽略了他在十字架为我们死，那我们就是一个不感恩的人。
Am I right? Give thanks.
Yeah, 我是不是错了？我没有错。我们应该表达我们的感恩。
Here's where we get into the scenario, so please follow along. Some wandered in desert wastelands, finding no way.To a city where they could settle. They were hungry and thirsty, and their lives ebbed away. Then they cried out to the Lord in their trouble, and He delivered them from their distress and fills the hungry with good things. He led them by a straight way to a city where they could settle. Let them give thanks to the Lord for His unfailing love and His wonderful deeds for mankind.For He satisfies the thirsty and fills the hungry with good things. We have all at one time been wanderers. We have all at one time needed to feel like we belonged to a place, felt like we were a part of something. We can all understand this passage.
我们都曾经彷徨过，曾经有过迷失，或者曾经有着渴望找到一个归属或找到一个家的感觉，我们曾经感受过那种缺乏、那种需求的感受。这一段的这个诗篇的这个 words 就表达了，就描述了这样的一个情景。
In that desperation of wanting to belong, wanting to feel like we're a part, have a place that we feel like is safe, have a place where we feel like we are protected.God has supplied that for us through Christ.
当我们在那种失望甚至绝望的状态下，我们寻找那样的一个地方或者那样的一个环境，那个是上帝能够赐予我们的一个平安，能够继续的一个地方。
The pilgrims. I am talking about the pilgrims today. It's Thanksgiving. Come on.
那些朝圣者今天这个是感恩节，所以我们讲一下朝圣者这个故事。
How many know the history of the pilgrims?
多少在这里面有多少人知道这个历史呢
？All of the high schoolers are like, because they had to just learn about them probably recently.
所有的这个中小学学生都基本知道。
The pilgrims were called Puritans. And when you said Puritan, it was like a nasty word that you would call somebody because they were people who were Christians. They saw how the Church of England was mistreating the church and trying to dictate the church by them not understanding the language of the Bible.
Yeah, 这个朝圣者其实就是当时的这个叫清教徒，叫分离主义者，他们是这个英国当时教会的一部分人。当他们看到英国教会的这个里面一些人利用这个教会来实现他们的这个对人们的控制，他们非常的不满。其实他们并不是说像我们脑海中想象的那种非常专制的一派人。
So because these Puritans were separatists and wanted to separate from the Church of England, the Church of England, the king also, they wanted to get rid of these people, so they threw them in jail. They even killed some. And the Puritans were like, we want to be able to worship God the way that we see fit in God's word, the way that God tells us through his word to worship him. We see that church who is corrupt, and they're not worshiping God, they're worshiping themselves. And so the pilgrims want it out of it. The Puritans want it to be separated from it.
Yeah, 这些朝圣者或清教徒们就是因为他们这个意见不同，然后被这个英国教会分离，甚至国王呢也想来迫害他们，杀他们。所以呢，他们就想离开英国，寻找一个新的世界，来真正找到一个自由的地方，能够真正的去崇拜主。
And so to make a long story shorter, they eventually set sail to the Americas.
长话短说，最终呢，他们乘上了一艘大船。
Because they were afraid of what happened if they stayed in England.
因为他们很害怕在英国发生的事情。
And so some of those pilgrims had to leave their families behind.
有些人呢，甚至把自己的家人留在了英国。
And they sailed across the sea.
他们长途跋涉来到了其实是美国。
And they wound up on the shores of the United States today, what we call today the United States.
Yeah, 他们就是登上了美国的海岸。
And so I'm sure in their hearts they're like, "There's land. We've been at sea for such a long time. There's land. I'm so excited." And when they get there, they get off the boat and everything like that. They didn't expect it to be so cold.
当他们登陆的时候说，哇，这么好的一个地，我从来都没有想过这么大的一片的地。但是呢，他们从来都没有经历过这么冷的气候。
And so they try to set up camp and try to build a life there and stuff like that. But because they weren't ready for what was there, what happened was that first year, half of the people that came on that ship, and I believe there were around 60 plus that came on that ship, half of them died.
因为当他们开始支起了帐篷，开始了新的生活的时候，很多因为他们没有想到会是这样的冷，会是这样的一个环境，他们没有做好准备。很多人是在60岁以上，在这第一年登到美国大陆的第一年而死去了，因为疾病寒冷。
Can you imagine? You're so excited to be in a place where you're not persecuted, and half of the people you came with are no longer there.
你能够想象吗？当你要逃离破坏，来到这样一个地方，而一半的人，你们当中的一半的人却死去了。
They had no idea how to farm yet. They had no idea what kind of crops would actually work in this soil. But thank the Lord that even after such a horrible experience, he sent along an Indian named Squanto, and he knew English because he interpreted. He was a slave, I believe, in England for a while, and he came back to the Americas. And so Squanto actually was there to help show them how to, farm that land. And so he showed them how to grow corn, the lovely plant that we have across the street.
yeah, 他们初来乍到的时候根本就不知道如何耕作，如何种庄稼生活。感谢主，王主派来这个美国印第安人叫 Squanto 这个人，他精通英文，然后给这些朝圣者们来讲如何种庄稼，如何制作食物，这样他们可以生活下来。
And the next slide shows what happened. They had a feast. They were thankful in their hearts to God. And so at this feast, they brought the Indians in. You don't see that later in American history where, you know, people were really fellowshipping with the Indians. That's a horrible part of American history. But you see here that real Christians are bringing them in. They are thankful in their hearts for the people that others would call savages, who taught them how to be able to live in this place. And so what they did was had a big feast together, a celebration of that harvest, and they worshiped God together in that place with those Indians present. They gave their thanks to God because they realized they had so much, even though they lost a lot too.
也这张油画你看到的是当时的一个写照一个情景，就是这些朝圣者们跟当地的印第安人有一个很大的聚餐，来表达他们对他们的感谢。他给这个印第安人一些礼物，他们在一起交流有更多的机会。在这种情况下后来的这美国历史中你其实是很少见到的一种情景。Yeah.
Let me just say that I am so thankful.
让我说非常感谢。
Just to put up with me today.
Okay.
But many in this room, I'm sure, can understand what it's like to move to a foreign place, right? And experience not knowing what's going to happen when you move here and leaving loved ones behind. You know, I never take that for granted as an American. I know what it's like to move to another country and not to experience, you know, the comfort of home and stuff like that.But all of us in this room might be able to relate a little bit, right, to the pilgrims. We all once did not know what was going to happen when we got on that airplane.
也许坐在我们这个屋子里，所有人都会有这个觉得这个身临其境的感觉，因为我们都是来自于美国以外的国家，中国或者是亚洲的一些国家，来到一个新的地方，没有着落的感觉，就是恰似当年的这些朝圣者们。
We all know some things we may have had to sacrifice to do that.
我们都知道你需要牺牲来做这些事情。
But the great thing is that we're here together today, right? We get to experience God together as a church family, and I love that.
Yeah, 最重要的是我们要感谢主有这样的机会我们在一起。
To hear some of the stories of people in our church and everything they had to give up, I just look and I'm like, wow, God is so great. And you guys, a lot of you are so courageous because of everything you had to go through.
Yeah, 我经常听各种各样的故事来描述上帝是如何帮助我们。我非常感谢有这样的一个机会。
I arrived in China as a little kid, didn't know very much Chinese at all. And I had to eventually work through trying to figure out how to make friends.And, you know, just how to say some simple things, and that can be difficult.
Yeah, 尽管我的中文不是特别好，但是我渐渐的、逐渐的学会如何跟你们做朋友，确实是理解你们生活。
But that verse talks about giving thanks to God for all of the things that He has given to us.
但这一段 verse 呢是给。告诉我们是应该如何要感谢主，感谢主给予我们的一切。
And these next two scenarios are scenarios that might sound very sad and dark, but in the midst of that sad and darkness, you see us being able to give thanks to God because of how He brought us through, how He gives us what we need.
接下来的两章呢是两节呢是描述的一种黑暗困苦的一个状态，在这里面呢我们能够看到主是怎样的伟大，把我们从这种困难与黑暗之中带出来，拯救出来。
Let's keep reading Psalm 107:10-16, please follow along.
也让我们继续读诗篇107verse 10-16。
Some sat in darkness, in utter darkness, prisoners, suffering in iron chains because they rebelled against God's commands and despised the plans of the Most High. So he subjected them to their bitter labor. They stumbled, there was no one to help. Then they cried to the Lord in their trouble, and he saved them from their distress. He brought them out of darkness, the utter darkness, and broke away their chains. Let them give thanks to the Lord for his unfailing love and his wonderful deeds for mankind, for he breaks down the gates of bronze and cuts the bars of iron. We as Christians were in prison, in chains to our sin, and through Christ he broke through those chains and he freed us. When we were in sin, we were against God. But when we cry out to God and say, I'm so sorry for my sin, would you forgive me? Would you be my Savior? I want to follow you, God. Those chains are broken. So we give thanks to God.
我们作为基督徒其实都是在罪恶中 是罪恶的俘虏 是一些罪人、我们想悔改我们呼求主的帮助能够让我们从这个、从这个罪恶中挣脱、我突然忘了后面的Sorry.
It's okay, no problem. We are freed from our sins, so we're no longer prisoners.
Oh, 对，就是我们呢就能从罪恶中挣脱，从此成为自由的人。
Let's keep going in the passage.
继续，
Some became fools through their rebellious ways and suffered affliction because of their iniquities. They loathed all food and drew near the gates of death.Then they cried to the Lord in their trouble, and he saved them from their distress. He sent out his word and healed them. He rescued them from the grave. Let them give thanks to the Lord for his unfailing love and his wonderful deeds for mankind. Let them sacrifice thankful offerings and tell of his works and with songs of joy. Let's keep going. Some went out on the sea in ships. They were merchants on the mighty waters.They saw the works of the Lord, his wonderful deeds in the deep. For he spoke and stirred up a tempest that lifted high the waves. They mounted up to the heavens and went down to the depths. Their peril, their courage melted away. They reeled and staggered like drunkards. They were at their wits' end. Then they cried out to the Lord in their trouble, and he brought them out of their distress.He stilled the storm to a whisper. The waves of the sea were hushed. They were glad when it grew calm, and he guided them to their desired haven. Let them give thanks to the Lord for his unfailing love and his wonderful deeds for mankind. Let them exalt him in the assembly of all the people and praise him in the council of the elders. We are like those scenarios.
我们正如这样的情景。
Sometimes we might have these waves that come into our lives.
有时候我们的生活就如同这样的一场征战吧。我们经历了层出不穷的这个苦难。
And sometimes our life can be difficult.
有时候我们的生活可能会非常的艰难。
We might feel so helpless.
我们感到是那样的无助。
But guess what?
但是想一想。
The one who can calm the storms, you can know.
那一个能够让大海平静的，你可以知道他，认识他。
The one who can tell those waves to cease, you can have a relationship with him.
那一个能让这些惊涛骇浪来平静下来的人，上帝，你可以认识他。
And like the pilgrims in our lives, when those trials come, God never told us we would not face trials.
就像当年那些朝圣者一样，当他们经历了， 那样多身边的人死去的时候，上帝告诉他们不要放弃希望。
But he has promised that in those trials, in those waves, he will be there with us through them.
而且他告诉的这些朝圣者们，就说，当你在经历试炼的时候，在这样不顺的境况下呢，他会继续的帮助我们。
Just like the pilgrims, they pushed forward. They knew who to give thanks to. They knew who was the source of life, and they knew who was the source of hope. And so they worshipped him and gave thanks to him, even though they faced so much that was behind them.
就如同当年的朝圣者们，尽管他们经历那么多的困难，他们仍然知道需要感谢谁，需要感谢这些得到他们所拥有一切的源头。
So in closing, we read something so simple.
Yeah, 作为结束，我们把它写得很简单。
We talked about different scenarios from the book of Psalms that we might be able to relate to.
我们读了诗篇107篇这样的不同的一些场景，我们要把这些场景联系到我们现在的生活中。
But what Thanksgiving is about is to remind us as God's people to be thankful for everything that he has done.
圣诞节到底有什么意义呢？圣诞节就是让我们有这样的一个时刻来思考我们应该感谢谁。
That we must bow our hearts before the one true God and tell him thank you for the blessings he's put into our lives.
我们必须要来到主的面前跪下，表达我们对他的感谢感恩。
And so when we put our hope and thankfulness in the right one, in God, we are able to look around at the people God has placed around us and be thankful for them too.
当我们真正的知道了我们应该感谢上帝的时候，我们也就能够真正的理解我们为什么要感谢我们周围的人与事。
We can be thankful even in the trials that we go through. We can be thankful.
我们可以一直充满着感恩，尽管我们正在经历困难和艰辛。
The lessons I've learned so far in my life, I'm thankful for. I don't want them to come back, but I am thankful for those because God brought me through and he taught me through those times.
从我自己的生活中，我学到了一个教训，就是说，我一直在感谢着主，感谢着上帝。尽管我经历了不同的困难与折磨，我仍然感谢上帝。
And I firmly believe that if we had no struggle in our lives, no trials going on in our lives, we would not appreciate the times that we have it good.
Yeah, 就是如果我们在生活中没有经历任何困难或者是挑战，没有任何的试探的话，我们就永远不知道如何去珍惜或者去真正的理解这美好的不易的得到。
We can appreciate those good times and those blessings and those people around us and those things God's given us because we have something to compare it to.
Yeah, 我们来感谢我们拥有一切美好的东西。我们的朋友啊，这个财产啊，但在这个情况下，我们是有对比的。只有我们经历了困难，我们才知道这些得之不易。
And I am so thankful. The other night I was during the youth group, we were talking through the gospel because we had some people that came that you know may have never heard that before.
也我感觉非常的感恩，就是，前两天我在和一些没有接触福音的小朋友在一起，我就觉得他们从来没有接触过福音，我来讲福音给他们，我觉得非常的感恩。
I'm so thankful because of this, sharing that good news of what Jesus has done for us, for me, is one of the most happy.And joyful things that I can do. One of the things that I am the most thankful for.
Yeah, 我为什么感恩？我非常感恩，是因为我有这样一个快乐的时刻和来能够传递主的福音给这些不知道的人。
Yeah. And we get to tell that to people. We get to have God in our lives, and guiding us, showing us, telling us, hey, even when we're struggling, hey, I love you, I am here, you can get through this.
因为我们感恩是因为我们有这样的机会去向我们周围的人来传福音，向我们周围的人 来见证 是主如何带我们走过困难，进入这样一个喜乐平安的生活。
There was a short time where I've experienced a slight case of depression.
在过去有一段时间，我经历了这样的一个非常压抑的一个阶段。
And my story is probably not as severe as maybe others have gone through, but what got me out of that was understanding Jesus.
也许我的这种困难和压抑还不如你的麻烦，但实际上我经历过那一段阶段，我真正的认识到主是如何帮助我，我非常感谢这段时刻。
And understanding that I was not alone.
我理解到我其实并不是孤注无之。
And that God had placed people in my life to help me through that as well. Godly people.
主安排了不同样的人在我周围来帮助我。
And so if we can think in our lives, each one of us, think about everything that God has brought us through to get us here to this point this morning.
如果我们回首自己的这走过的路，上帝安排了那么多人来帮助我们能走到今天。
I don't know about you, but that makes me want to just worship him.
我不知道你的故事，但是我知道我们应该一起来敬拜主。
It makes me want to be so thankful for God to love me so much.
我感到非常的幸福感，非常的感激主是这样的爱我。
In moments, in happy moments, we can praise God.
在快乐的时刻赞美主。
In difficult moments, we need to seek God.
在困难的时刻我们要寻找主。
In quiet moments, we worship God.
在安静的时刻我们敬拜主。
In painful and struggling moments, we trust in God.
在痛苦的时刻我们信靠主。
But in every moment, we must thank God.
在每一时刻，我们必须感谢主。
Amen.
Amen.
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Lord God, we love you. We thank you so much for what you've done for us.
亲爱的主，我们感谢你。
And just like the pilgrims, we have experienced this desire, this hopelessness, this struggle, and even the good things in life.
正如当年的朝圣者，我们有这样的感受，感受我们对一个归宿的渴望。
Lord God, help us to give you thanks the way that you deserve it.
亲爱的主，感谢你。
Our hearts are before you now, and we offer up a corporate thank you, God, for all the blessings you've shown our church family and our individual homes.
亲爱的主，感谢你，我们一起在这里感谢你给我们教会的所有的一切。
You alone deserve that praise. You alone deserve that thanks.
你应得这样的感谢。
So we thank you, Lord. We worship your name, Jesus.
我们感谢你，我们奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
And we pray this in your name. Amen.
Amen.